Tzoraim tovim, everybody. So I decided to speak about a topic that I think, you know, it comes up every so often. And now, you know, Rosh Chodesh behind us and Chanukah ahead of us. And Baruch Hashem, you know, Halil is a very, very powerful tool. It's one of the seven mitzvot aseh midrabbanans. On days that we're gomer to Halil, it's mitzvot aseh midrabbanan to read Halil. And on Rashi Chodashim and Chol HaMoed Pesach, it's a minhag. The Gemara calls it, Gemara Masechet Ta'anit, Daf Kaf Chet, says it's a minhag. That's why we, as Sfaradim, don't make a bracha on it. But it's definitely a very, very important thing to be mehalel umshabeach et HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the goodness that he does for us, especially on Rashi Chodashim. Rosh Chodesh is a big time. You know, Tchila Barosh Lefidyon Nafshenu, it's a time for Mechilat Avonot. Kaparat Avonot, and Hanukkah, obviously, you know, now we're in Chodesh Kislev, Hanukkah is almost upon us, you're right? And so that's definitely a big thing. I just want to point out, you know, just before we start, in the life cycle of a Jew, we don't do things necessarily because they feel good. We don't do things. I'm speaking very, very candidly right now. As a Jew, we don't do things because they feel good or because they engender all sorts of highs within us, whatever. As a Jew, the way we work is that we have to look, you know, we have to put on glasses of Chazal and the Poskim. We have to put on their glasses and see the world through that prism. And if it, you know, if it fits, you ever see, it's kind of a childish mashal, but I think it's true. You know, kids, when they're toddlers, when they're little babies, we try to teach them occupational skills, right? Motor skills. You ever see those shape things and they have to put it in? You know, you have the circles and the squares and the stars and whatever. And sometimes a kid gets frustrated when the square ain't going into the round hole. Or the triangle ain't going into the star hole. You know what I'm saying? It's got to fit. That's exactly what it is. The holes are Shas and Poskim. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And everything that we do has to fit through those holes. Otherwise, it's going to get stuck. And you're just going to get frustrated. That's what it is. So, ask not what makes me feel good. Ask, what do Chazal feel about this? Because Chazal are representatives of Da'at Elyon, of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks. So, you know, these musical halals, people think I'm on some sort of a crusade against musical halals. I'm really not. I'm on a crusade against people misrepresenting and cheapening what Judaism is really about. The Rambam speaks about this at length. If you look in Pirkei Yud-Bit, Milchot, Avodat Kochavim. He says Jewish people should not do things to make them look stupid. No, be'emet. Says Jewish, Am Yisrael is Am Chacham V'Navon. Says it's not mat'im. Now, obviously, over there, he's talking about things that are nidma l'goyim, things that are, you know, doing things that are reminiscent of things that the goyim do, by the way, which this year, I'm going to really kind of goes beyond just musical halal. We're going to talk about music in Beit HaKnesset, and music during tefillah in general. Now, when I speak about music, please, the music over here equals instrumental. Okay? Singing is a totally different thing. Minhag Am Yisrael, Bechol Adorot, Bechol Kehilot, Bechol Mekomot Moshvotam, was to incorporate singing as part of the tefillah. That's, you know what I'm saying? Especially on Shabbatot, V'yamim Tovim, V'Rashei Chodashim, En Shum Safek Ba'olam. Singing is an integral part of tefillah. Tefillah is Avodah Shebalev, right? That's for sure. When I say music, I'm talking instruments.
Is this even in the shul, not in the context of davening? Let's say 11 o'clock.
I'm getting there. Now, as usual. Now, so, Bekitzer, let's go. You have to know that there are different issues that the poskim, I don't know if we can crunch it all into one shir. I would love to, but this, huh? Pressure's on. Anyway, Bekitzer, so, you have to know which poskim said what and look through the historical perspective that that posik was coming from. There are a few different issues. Let's put halal on the side for now, and guitars and jumping and whatever. Let's talk about musical instruments b'toch bet haKnesset. Okay, this is an age-old debate that many poskim had. It's brought down that in Prague they actually did let it b'mot haChol. That was under the leadership of the Talmid of the Nodab Yehuda, Talmid Muvhak. His name was a Gaon Rabbi Elazar Fleckless. That was his name. Baal Sheilot Utshuvot Teshuvah Me'ahava. So he was actually matir, having musical instruments playing in the Beit HaKnesset Bechol. Now, at that time, this was still before Enlightenment reform was on, you know, was surging. The Rav Azriel Hilltimer wrote against, many, many poskim wrote against that, but that was because of Chukot HaAkum. And if you look in the Tshuvot of the poskim that speak about this, there's really more of an Achronim's Diyun as opposed to Rishonim. There's not many Rishonim on this thing, but there's many Acharonim. And a very, very important word to know, it keeps on coming up again and again and again in the poskim, is Ogav. You know what Ogav is? Hallelujah, b'minim v'ogav, no? Everything? It's, no. That's a kinor. Ogav is an organ. It's like, you know, the looks like a big piano and makes like very noisy kind of piano. It's an instrument. And that was something that the Notzrim had in their Bate Avodah Zarah. And that, you know, many poskim felt that bringing that into the tefillah was a desecration of the Beit HaKnesset and of Chukotem Lo Telechu. So that was one thing. Now, the Chatam Sofer in several places. If you look in the Chatam Sofer, Chelek He, Hashmatot L'Choshen Mishpat, Siman Kuf Tzadi Bet, as well as in, also in Chatam Sofer, Likutim, Siman Pedalet, he speaks about this in two different places, about bringing in, don't forget, the Chatam Sofer, historically, was one of the most fierce, ferocious, relentless fighters against
reform.
Chatam Sofer Aya Aryeh, yeah, against them.
Well,
that was him. Mm-hmm. Who else was on his team, body slamming the reform? Rav Hirsch's Rebbe, really, Rav Azriel Hilltimer. Okay, who else? Famously from Romania, Malbim was also very. They formed an axis to, you know, that was like the dream team of body slamming the reform movement. Anyway, Bekitzer, the Chatam Sofer was asked about bringing this ogav, bringing this organ into the Beit HaKnesset, or the instrument, not the bodily organ. Anyway, Bekitzer, but he says, "Lefi ani lenagen beBeit HaKnesset bechinor veogav, lefi ani yudati hu manua mehapasuk al naharot Bavil, ki bevaday leshorer bifnei hakasdim chashuvim levad, hayaday beomram ech nashir shir Hashem lifnei bnei nechar, mai al admat nechar." אלא על כורכך היו רוצים שישוררו להשם בהודעת והלל על ישיבתם בבבל בהשקט אחר החורבן, שנראה שהיו צריכים להראות לפני המלך יאוש מלחזור לירושלים, וכאילו מודים להשם שזכו לחסות בצילו, ומכל מקום לא רצו לזמר בתפילתם כדרך שעשו בבית המקדש, כאילו שכחו ירושלים ונתייאשו ממנה. כי אפילו אם מותר לשמחת חתן וקלה, לשמח לב עגומי הגלות, אבל במקדש מעט אין נכון להראות שמחה לפניו, כי אין שמחת ציון. כי אין שמחה ואין שחוק לפני התברך שמו, עד יושב בשמיים משחק. Which means, he says that there's the basis of what the Chatam Sofer is saying, is that it's אסור to be מנגן in בית הכנסת in violation of חורבן בית המקדש. חורבן בית המקדש dictates that at least, even though, by the way, if you look, in the Rama, Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph, the Rama says, Meforash, that when there's no Yain, the Minhag is to be Mezamer Bekelim, whatever, Lifnei Chatan Bekala, Seudot Mitzvah, but he says, Mikdash Me'at Beit HaKnesset has a totally, totally different, you know, it's a different realm. Over there, it's incumbent upon us even more so to remember Churban Yerushalayim and not to be Menagen over there. And that's why he brings it Ayah from the Pasuk. It doesn't say, איך נשיר את שיר השם לפני בנכר? It says, על אדמת נכר, which means on foreign ground. Anytime we're on foreign ground and as part of the galut, it's inappropriate to do so. Now, he asks in the in the Miluim in Siman Pevav, the Chasam Sefer asks, "Hey, this is a big question that people ask. Hey, wait a minute, didn't the Levim use instruments as part of the Avodah in Beit Hamikdash? Isn't the Avodah that we do reminiscent or tantamount to the Avodah of the Kohanim and Levim in Beit Hamikdash? Unshalema farim sfatenu, right?" That's a question that everybody says. Says the Chasam Sefer, legendary answer. And he says, the Levim, when they were in Beit HaMikdash, you know that musical instruments as part of the Avodah was not me'akev? What kind of nigun was me'akev? Shira bapeh. And the vocal singing, the music, the musical instrument, the musical accompaniment that the Levim did, that was only levasume kala. That was only to bring out the beauty of the vocals that the Levim, who were trained to sing that way, did. By the way, you know, it's not stam they got up there and sang. There was training. There's two camps of Levim. You know that, right? The Meshoririm, the singers, and the Shoarim, the gatekeepers. They were specifically trained in singing, in playing. There's a whole training process that they needed to go through. And he says, however, the Anshe Knesset HaGdola did not want to, after the Churban Beit HaMikdash, they didn't want to have a situation. They said, okay, you know what? We have to have our Avodah. They only left it to the Avodah Shebaliv through Shira Bapeh, only through singing in the mouth. They didn't want that Besume Kala. Aval Zimra Demana, which is not Me'akev in the Beit HaMikdash, the Chacham, right? That's his thing. The Peh, Shira Bapeh, which was Me'akev by the Beit HaMikdash, they instituted as part of the Tefillah. You have to sing, you have to say the words. Whereas the musical instruments, which were not Me'akev, the Chachamim did not want to incorporate that as part of the Tefillah, as part of Churban Beit HaMikdash. Anyway, the very similar, if you look in Shelot Tshuvot, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. Yeah? Shmuel, who's that? Sivis, Baal Netivot Mishpat, Geon HaOlamim. In Shelot Tshuvot, Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, Siman Dalet. He also... Rabbi Yaakov Milisa. That's what it is. He also brings down in Siman Dalet, very similar, he lived in the same generation as Sam Sefer. He also was vehement against bringing in the Ugav, making some of the same claims that the Sam Sefer did. Now, if you look in Mishpete Uziel, Rabbeinu Ben Tzion Meir Chai Uziel, who was the Rishon Letzion and Rav Rashi Yisrael when the modern state of Israel was founded, Mishpete Uziel Chelek Chet, Siman Yud Chet, he also speaks about this. He brings the Chasam Sefer and he actually adds another point to it. And he writes that besides for that, a person has to realize that when you're in Beit HaKnesset, yes, there's an element of simcha, there's an element of joy, right? That's all the people that want to do it, we're talking about simcha, right? Don't forget, simcha is an integral part of Judaism. But the Pasuk in Tehilim also says, Ivdu et Hashem besimcha vegilu bir'ada, which means that you have to have a certain amount of trepidation, fear, along with that simcha. And the reason why Chazal were not mitakin, interestingly, stop and think for a second. Chazal were mitakin many things, zecher l'mikdash, correct? Lulav nital kol shiv'ah, shiyeh yom henef kulo asur, and, you know, tokim shabbat bifnei bedin, all sorts of things, zecher l'mikdash, yeah? One of the things they didn't, we don't find Chazal being mitaken, was having music in the Beit HaKnesset, Zecher HaMikdash. Says the Mishpete Uziel, you know why that is? Because that would detract from the Yir'ah, from the Gilu Bir'ada that's necessary to have during the Tefillah in Beit HaKnesset. Now I ask you, what are you going to ask? Hey, what about in Beit HaMikdash itself? How come the music over there that was being played didn't detract from, you know, from the Avirah, from the atmosphere over there in Beit HaMikdash? Two answers, says Rav Uziel. Number one, the aura in the Beit HaMikdash you can't compare to anywhere else. There is Yirat HaRomemut. You walked into Beit HaMikdash, you're enveloped by this, you're gripped by this awesome fear and reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's number one. And number two, don't forget who was playing. Hand-picked Levim, who were trained, consummate tzaddikim, b'nei Torah, that made sure that the music didn't get out of hand in a way that would shter the Gilu Bir Adav, the Beit HaMikdash. Can you guarantee that in Batei Knesiyot and Batei Midrashot Bizmanenu? I think not. Yeah? Now, go ahead.
Also, for every Mizmach Te'ilim, there was a specific order. Lamnatzeach Ninginot Mizmach Shir.
Yeah.
That doesn't compare to, you know, when people randomly insert their own tunes and mess up all their, like, you know, words and orders and such.
I'm coming. Ma'or Ashrecha. Now, I want to quote to you, this is probably one of the most legendary tshuvot on this matter of music, not only, now there's two things, music in Beit HaKnesset and music during the tefillah. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha, he was Av Bedin Mekudash of the city of Izmir in Turkey. Lived at the end of the 1700s. Gaon Adir wrote over 80 Sfarim. He writes in Eshelot U'Tshuvot Lev Chaim, Chelek Bet Siman Tet. I'm going to read another issue that he takes with. Now this was historical perspective. He lived in Turkey way, way, way before the Enlightenment or Reform hit Turkey. Had nothing to do with it. He is coming from a different perspective altogether, which is Al Titosh Torat Imecha. Meaning people don't realize about these, let's go to musical hallels for a second. Okay? Now, again, it might not be such a serious ta'ana in people's minds, but can I ask you a question? When was the last time you saw, forget about being brought down, did you ever see Gdolei Yisrael, Gdolei Yisrael Mamash, raving at musical hallels? I'm asking you a serious question.
Never seen them in hallel in general, honestly.
I have. How's that? If you take my adut. And the next, in Judaism, that plays a major part. Why are the Gdolim doing something? Why aren't the Gdolim doing something? That's a major, major nekuda in Judaism. In halakha also. Minhag. It formulates minhag. He was asked about this. I want to read to you his language. He says, oh, unreal. Aval lenagen betoch ha-tfila. Rav Chaim Palachi writes in his tshuva, to be menagen toch, he has a long tshuva, but listen to the sweetness of his words. Kmo sheaya bizman shebet ha-migdash, ze lo shama'anu, ve lo ra'inu davar ze, lo ben v'im ha-acharonim, achar ha-churban. Don't forget, there were neviim acharonim, Chagai, Zecharia, Malachi. They didn't do it. Ve'lo be'anshei knesset ha-gdola, ve'lo be'tanaim, ve'amoraim, be'talmud bavli, ve'ayrushalmi, ובמדרשי חז"ל, ולא ברבנן סבוראי, וגאונים, והפוסקים ראשונים, ואת אחרונים עד היום הזה. From זמן החורבן, until the day, רבנו חיים פלאצ'י was writing that תשובה, he says, we didn't see even one גדול בישראל being מנגן בשעת התפילה. Why? One second. שיאמר שום אחד מהם דבר זה להיות מנגן כלי שיר בתוך התפילה. דבר שלא יהיה שום שמץ מנהו, וגם זה לא בזוהר הקדוש, ובתיקונים, maybe it's a Kabbalistic thing, it's not in the זוהר, ובתיקונים, ובזוהר חדש, ולא במקובלים זר. ואם כן, listen to his words, מי הוא זה בדור זה, שיבוא לחדש דבר זה, שלא היה לעולמים, שנראה שאין לסמוך עליו. Who are you to be mechadish? It's a twist on the Chassam Sofer's Chadash Asur Min HaTorah, but he's saying, you know, precedent is a big deal in Am Yisrael. Wow, you're Columbus. You just discovered musical. Where have all the poskim shebechol adorot been? They didn't do it. But I think this door needs more. I've heard the Ta'anot also. What do you think the previous generations didn't have their struggles? You think people weren't going off the derech? You don't think people needed chizik through music in prior generations as well? What, are you kidding me? You think we're only the only lame duck generation of Judaism is this one? Oh, we're a bunch of wimps and everybody needs music to be mitchazek vizeh and other mapitom. Wait, I want to read you one more piece. He writes, now what about kavanat tefillah? People say that it helps the kavanah. Yeah, listen to what he says. It helps kavanat ha-tfilah. Ve'en ze soter she'tzarich la'avod et Hashem b'simcha, she'asimcha hi b'ma she'zacha liyot me'avdei ha-melech ha-kadosh baruch hu. He says, what about simcha? Simcha is not an external thing that you have to... You know, simcha is an internal realization of where we are and what we're doing in service of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't necessarily, if you're only reliant on external simcha, play music for me, then I'll be sameach, dance in front of me, then I'll be, which are, you know, everything has a time and place. Make no mistake. But he says, no, the real simcha that's necessary for tefillah, right, a person has to be belev sameach when he's mitpalim. It's by getting to this immense, you know, realization of the zchut, of having that ability to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu in such a context. They might say, most people can't just get to that. They need whatever. That's fine. But if it's mutar, it's mutar. If it's asur, it's asur. And the poskim are saying it's asur. Listen to more words from the Lev Chaim. V'chi kama v'chama la'alafim urvavot. Hundreds and thousands of rabbanim. Mirabbanim v'chachamim. Mikama shanim rabot. Dor v'dor v'shoftav. V'chama v'chama mirabbanim amkubalim. V'rabbenu ha'ari. ורבנו חיים ויטל, והרב המקובל האלוהי, מומחה ובקי, רבנו שלום שרעבי, הרשש, ולא מצינו בשום אחד מהם, שחידשו לנו דבר זה להביא מנגנים בתוך התפילה בבית הכנסת. Right? You want to talk about mysticism? The מקובלים, דארי, רבנו חיים ויטל, רשש, they don't say a word about bringing music into the תפילה. ועד רבה, כמו זר נחשב לעשות זאת. Listen to his words. ומיד תיקן רבן יוחנן בן זכאי תקנות זכר למקדש ולא תיקן בעניין זה תפילה עם כלי נגינה בבית הכנסת רבן יוחנן בן זכאי knew how to make plenty of תקנות זכר למקדש music in the תפילה and in בית הכנסת wasn't one of them אם כן אין מקום לחדש דבר זה מעטה what are you רבן יוחנן בן זכאי you're the Nasi you're making new תקנות what are you doing וצריך כל מישהו חכם ירא ושר מרע להביא את זאת כי מי גילה לו רזה מאת השם מן השמיים, או מלאך ונביא דיבר בו בין בהקיץ בין בחלום לעשות כדבר הזה? Yeah? Which navi, which מלאך came and told you to do this? He's kind of mocking these people, Chaim Palladji in the תשובה. And he tells the kehila that asked him about this, he says you have to stop this. What about minhag? People say, it's the minhag. Rav Chaim Palladji goes on a whole arichut milim over there in Tshuva to explain what kind of minhagim have tokef in Am Yisrael. Minhagim only have tokef when they're started bifnei Gdolei Yisrael and they're, you know, they are observed by Gdolei Yisrael. But he says when Dalat Am, Ameh Aratzot, start a certain minhag, it has zero tokef in halacha and it should be shut down immediately. Lev Chaim. Katum Forash. Now, there are, go ahead. Yeah. Oh, yafe. Now, oh, one time, second. Bemet, Rav Moshe was also asked about a similar shaila. Igrot Moshe, Chelek Bet Or HaChaim Siman Lamed, was asked about this, and he quotes the Chassam Sefer. And he says it's very clear from the... Not musical halal. Music in Bet HaKnesset. He was asked about music in Bet HaKnesset, and he said... He writes that according to the Chatam Sofer, it's not only about music during davening, music in Bet HaKnesset is asur all the time. And he was asked over there to have a, you know, like a musical evening to raise money for tzedakah. Like a kumzitz or a dinner in a shul to raise money. And Rav Moshe Asard, based on the Chatam Sofer, says asur. It's not only during tefillah. It's about the din of Bet HaKnesset. Now, let it be known that there are many poskim that disagree on this specific thing. When it's during the tefillah, many poskim, the Chatam Sofer, Divrei Chaim Mitzanz, the Sdechemed Ma'arechet Chatan Vekalan Ma'arechet Bet HaKnesset, the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Shin Lamedchet Sa'if, Katan, Yod, all of them, Maria Asad, they all bring down, Mishnah Berurah Paskins La'alacha, it is Asur to be Menagen B'toch HaTfilah Bet HaKnesset, Isur Gamur, Mishnah Berurah says in Siman Shin Lamedchet, he quotes the Chatam Sofer, and his Talmid Maria Asad. Now, after all that is said and done, if you're going, you know, just textbook with the Chassam Sefer, he says that even Shelo Bizman HaTfilah is also going to be Asur. But there are several Gdolim that are Matir, if it's Derech Arai and not during Tfilah, to be Menagen Bevet HaKnesset. For instance, Simchat Bet HaShoeva, Siyum Masechet, Akumzitz, Chanukah Masiba, whatever. The Shulchan Gavoa, Rabbeinu Yosef Molcho, he writes in Siman Taf Kuf Lamed Aleph in Ilchot Chol HaMoed that the minhag of Chachmei V'Rabbanei Yerushalayim was to do the first haircut, the chalaka, upsharing of a kid at 3 years old, in a Bet HaKnesset, betupim uvimcholot. That's what he says. He's me'id bifnei b'shem Geonei Yerushalayim. Indeed, the Ilkut Yosef, Halacha Berura, and others, they say that it seems that Minhag Yisrael is to follow those Chachamim. It seems like, by the way, in every Ashkenazi yeshiva that I know and that I've been to, they've always had Chanukah Mesibas, Simchas Beis HaShoevas, with music in the Beis Medrash. Nachon? That seems to be the... Rav Moshe says Meforash that according to Chassam Sofer, it's Asur. But it seems to be that, you know, there were Palgin and Dibura in the, you know, in the Chassam Sofer's Psak. It seems like that. Dayenu not to do it B'toch HaTfilah, because B'toch HaTfilah is a totally different thing. You're staring the Divrei Chaim Mitzanz says, you know, Divrei Chaim Mitzanz was asked about the Yekesh Minhag. You know, by Yekes, they have makhelot. They have like choirs during tefillah. You ever seen that? Mm-hmm. Yekes? Divrei Chaim Mitzanz, ka'asan ze ka'as gadol. He says, maze. He stares everybody from tefillah. You're at a tefillah or you're at a concert? Tachlit. Says, what are you doing? And he went against the fire. Over here, you know, the musical halal also, you see people get into it and they like start. I didn't even speak about many of the other things. You know, when a Maran says meforash in Shulchan Aruch, then when a person's wearing tefillin, asur leakil rosho, kshetfilin alav. You know, sometimes when they're playing this music and whatever, they're jumping around like mamash, like chickens. Ze lo kalut rosh? Kalut rosh ima tefillin. You have to be the kovid rosh. That's number one. Now, what about kavanat tefillah? If, by the way, especially if you made a bracha, they, you know how many times they repeat words, hifsekim, and hisikhe adat, and kalut rosh, for what? For simcha? Shlomo HaMelech writes in Kohelet, yeah? Ul simcha, mazot osa. There's a time and place for simcha too. There's simcha, and then there's simcha. Like the Lev Chaim writes, he says, mefurash in the tshuva, the simcha is a simcha pnimit. It has to come from the inside. Yeah? Does that mean you shouldn't, by simchat chatan vekala, there has to be tupim v'mcholot, there has to be rikudim. But at the end of the day, bizman ha'tfilah, all of the geone kadma'e, all of, you know, from the door after the Churban Beit HaMikdash until today, they never instituted it as part of the tefillah, and you see different poskim coming at it from different perspectives, all, you know, historically inclined, the Chassam Sofer because of the reform, and the and Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi because of the Al Titosh Torat Imecha. But they're all saying the same thing. If there's no precedent, precedent is not, you know, it's not only important in anything. Precedent is the most important thing in Torah and Halakha. Is it in Shas? Is it in Poskim? If it was a Mofia. If it's not Mofia, there's a reason for that. You know, Columbus was great when you discovered America, but, you know, brand new discoveries and stuff like that are very, very scrutinized by Poskim because Halakha always frowns on brand new innovations that weren't there. You have to look into it. If it fits into the words of the Poskim. If it doesn't, then it has to be stopped. You find many times the Poskim going after all sorts of Minhagim Zarim because it doesn't fit the Ruach Yisrael. Go ahead.
Isn't it true that Nevi'im
used music to reach the world? Yad Hashem, Ruach Hashem, two different psukim. Nachon. But that wasn't during the tefillah.
So, but does that show that music could help inspire someone?
Yes, not during tefillah. Everything, you know. Music is a wonderful tool. Yeah, the Gaon speaks about using music in Ta'amim to be koneh the Torah. That's 100%. It's important. David HaMelech writes in Tehilim, Na'im zmirot Yisrael, zmirot hayu lichukecha bevet megurai. But there's a time and place. How come we don't find David HaMelech, Na'im zmirot Yisrael, the, you know, consummate musician and composer, how come he wasn't minagin betoch ha'tfilah? You think David HaMelech didn't know music? Lo asa! Lo asa! Zman tfilah lechud, zman rikud lechud. Yeah, nachon? Et rekod ve'et sefod. Yeah, go ahead.
Is recorded the same thing as live?
Same idea. It's not, it's davar zar. It's weird.
What about banging on the table?
Huh? Say there, you know what I'm saying?
It's not like music.
You know something? But there is music during Halil, not music, but singing. But Ashkenazim have their songs, and Sfaradim have their songs. Why do you have to make it into such a, you know, it becomes a kalut rosh, a rave, levity, what are you doing? Why? Because I want to tell you one more thing, it's important. Halil, Judaism in general, is not just an outlet. I want to be like Goyim, I want to rave, I want to go to a club. Just we can't do that, so let's use Halil as the next closest thing. That's not Judaism. Halal is a great kosher outlet, an alternative to a rave or to a rock concert or to Woodstock. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't work like that. That's not Judaism. It's so much deeper. so much more beautiful. That's not what it's about. Spoke about it. Some sefer answers that question. It's in the shir. You listen. Anyway, tov rabotai, adkan.